This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Tuesday, March 5th. Well, the boost in Russian crop estimates leaves uncertainty in Monday wheat trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was mixed today. That Russia has raised its 2019 crop estimate, and that definitely was weighing on the market, and so it was really pushing it a little lower. But on Friday, as you remember, we had a 15-cent rally coming into the close. So today, the market started a little bit lower, and the market really started to come back somewhat. So we're hoping that really right here at the end of the day that we're going to get a little bit of a push. But hopefully, if this trade deal comes through, that China will start to buy some of that wheat. But if nothing happens, it really becomes an anchor on the grains. And sometimes it feels like wheat is what's holding corn and soybeans down as well. So we're going to watch that closely. This deal is paramount to getting these markets on the upswing.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 7 1/4 at 448 1/4. March corn was up 1 at 365. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 605 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 1 3/4, ranging from 593 to 618. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 6 1/4, ranging from 652 to 672. Live cattle for April were down $1.20 at 128.47 1/2. March feeder cattle were down 2.5 cents at 141.17 1/2. And March Class 3 milk was down 7 cents at 1514.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.